From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Kenny P. and his band.
Drove home from Cleveland on a snowy winter morn, thinking about the night ahead and the night I had before. Staying up all night, cause that was just my style, and I don't believe I've been there for a while. I learned a heartache at the age of 21. Hit the bottle just to mask my pain with fun. I met a million people and the world was just a mile, and I don't believe I've been there for a while. No, I don't believe I've been there for a while. So bye bye, I said goodbye to those days. Mistakes I made, cause I didn't think it through. Oh Lord, it brings me down, and I couldn't even smile. And I don't believe I've been there for a while. No, I don't believe I've been there for a while. So bye bye, I said goodbye to those days. Staying up all night, cause that was just my style, and I don't believe I've been there for a while. No, I don't believe I've been there for a while.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season. And what you're about to hear is Red Barn Radio's 690th live studio performance. How about that? It's worth a hand. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Kenny P. Though he grew up in Cleveland, Kenny's lived in lots of America, and he's been playing music and writing his songs long enough to know what he's doing. I think you'll agree. Please welcome Kenny P. to the Red Barn stage.
She was 18, a country boy's dream. The prettiest girl this old town's ever seen. She left for the city, no ticket home. Someone said Broadway was where she belonged. Yesterday's girls are on the salon floor. I still love her. She ain't mine anymore. She got a new tattoo, a hard look in her eye. What in the world had been to that girl with yesterday's curls? Nightlife on Broadway, heaven for a while. Now the essence of innocence has gone from her smile. Her dress is cut short. She got the knee-high boots. Well, her hair and her pride are both black and blue. Yesterday's curls are on the salon floor. I still love her. She ain't mine anymore. Yesterday's girls. The one thing I've learned, and I know for a fact, well, love and hair can always grow back. Yesterday's curls on the salon floor, but I still love her just as much as before. She's got the new tattoo, that old look in her eyes. come back to my world. I still love you, girl, with yesterday's curls. Oh, come back to my world. I still love you, girl, with yesterday's curls.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Kenny P. Here's Brad.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to have you with us here on Red Barn Radio. Our guest tonight is Kenny P., and he's here with his hot band. I can't call you the hot band. I guess that name's already been taken. These guys are here from Nashville, but come from all over. Kenny, you currently live down in Nashville, but you grew up in Cleveland.
I don't know if I ever actually grew up, but I... about 19 years of my life there, and then I lived in Tempe, Arizona.
So back in the Cleveland first 19 years of your life period, did you live in a good home rife with music and adults who believed that musicians are special people who should follow their dreams?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
My whole family sings and plays instruments, and you know, I was in a band with my aunt, my uncle, and my sister for like 6 of those years.
When you were an early teen?
The band was after that, but growing up, always music going on. My aunt and uncle always in bands. We went out to see them. You know, my dad plays the banjo. When we go on family vacations, we'd, you know, sing in the car and sing harmonies. And, you know, really, really cheesy stuff that you see in movies.
No, it's really nice. It doesn't sound cheesy at all. It sounds lovely.
The days go by so fast. All the shadows of what's living in the past. As the smoke clears from the bottom of my glass, I realize those days weren't meant to last. Let's get looking to the years we've got ahead. Keep on moving till you're sleeping in my bed. Brave the waters that keep us shaking in our cans. 'Cause there ain't no time for living when you're dead. Wasting time ain't fun. First we learn to walk, 'cause we gotta learn to run. Take on off just like a bullet from a gun. Move on so we can sail into the sun. Let's get looking to the years we've got in hand. Keep on moving till you're sleeping in my bed. Brave the waters that keep us shaking in our cans. 'Cause there ain't no time for living. You can sit and wait instead. Maybe do, probably dream it in your head. To leave the life you got, collecting dust up in your shed. 'Cause there ain't no time for living when you're dead. No, let's get looking to the years we've got ahead. Keep on moving till you're sleeping in my bed. Brave the waters that keep us shaking in our cans. 'Cause there ain't no time for living when you're dead. No, there ain't no time for living when you're dead. No, there ain't no time for living when you're dead. Thank you.
How big is this family of yours? You mentioned a sister.
Yeah, I just have a sister, but I mean, my dad's got three siblings, my mom's got two siblings, and they all have kids, and we all know each other.
So is that chunk of your family still all grounded up in Cleveland?
Most of which are, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. And so how did you end up in Arizona?
I went to Arizona State, and I did not finish. So it's my dad likes to say he's got a $25,000 T-shirt. And then, you know, eventually ran out of money and moved home.
What was the reason for going out to Arizona to go to school?
I went there. They have a good music program there. I joined that. You know, at least enrolled in those classes. And
you went out there with sort of music in mind, and was it your hope that you would sort of like ground yourself in music theory and all that stuff?
It was a lot of like music theater, some classical, vocal music.
Oh, all right. Mostly for singing then.
Yes.
Did you have some good experience out there performing? And
I mean, we had a lot of fun, yeah, and got to play out a bunch, but yeah, it was great.
So by that point in time, were you already writing songs and sort of thinking along the lines of something more like what you're doing now?
I was trying to, yeah, trying to write songs. And
was that your first time ever out to that part of the country?
Yeah.
When you went out there for college? How did you like it?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah? Well, yeah. How so?
I like the heat. Cleveland's cold. Arizona's hot.
Yeah, right. They are really pretty much polar opposites, aren't they, those two places.
Her eyes were like diamonds. Her heart was like coal. Had the warmth of her hearth in the dead of the cold. She was sharp as a dagger, digging deep in your soul, with a fire that could swallow you whole. Hardened bandito from the dust in the desert, with black eyes that showed all the storms and heat weather. She was his muse, but that bastard knew better. Both bound by the hearts that they stole. When it all came around, they fell to the ground. Forces beyond their control. The heaviest hands grasping for sand couldn't help them get back what they sold. The silent goodbye, thick as the blood that was spilled on the floor. Love was a beggar with its palm to the sky. Whatever they gave it, just one more. It all came around, it fell to the ground. Forces beyond their control. The heaviest hands grasping for sand can help them get back where they sold. Get back where they sold.
got out there, you spent a couple of years, and then back to Cleveland.
Back to Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah. And how long were you there before you made your next move?
Well, let's see, that was about 2008, and moved from there in, I guess, 2015, so 7 years.
Were you reunited with some of your artistic friends back in Cleveland, and did you sort of rekindle some of your musical ties there?
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, my wife and I, we started a jam night out there that we did for a few years, and all of our friends got to come out, and it was, you know, jamming with everybody, friends and family, and kind of like an open mic night kind of feel, but anybody could get up and jam with anybody all night. It was awesome.
Did you all meet in Arizona, or are you all...
No, we actually, we went to high school together, reconnected after I moved back from Arizona.
So that's the very, very best part of what happened when you came back to Cleveland.
Oh, absolutely.
Stand a kind of fella. He saw the roses, he would bend down and smell them. He got two left shoes on his two left feet, causing all the kinds of problems with the girls that he meet. And it's out to going out to the club, talking to the ladies, trying to fall in love. Stepped out onto the dance, all the ladies go away. He knew his roots, he knocked his boots, he's what he had to say. We're not living in a love song, we just play the melody. But you and I together makes a perfect harmony, yeah. Life ain't always perfect, what we sing, what we read. We're not living in a love song, don't expect us to be free. I had a girl who's always tricking, always cheating. Almost like that she was working the streets, and every night had to go away. When I asked her where she going, she got nothing to say. And I called her out when I was one of my dudes. I tried to say, "Homie, man, that this here is rude." She looked and smiled to the words that I said. She said, "Hey, for my baby, you can settle when you're dead." We're not living in a love song, we just play the melody. But you and I together makes a perfect harmony, yeah, yeah, yeah. Life ain't always perfect, what we sow, what we reap. We're not living in a love song, don't expect us to be. Living in a love song, we just play the melody. You and I together makes a perfect harmony. Life ain't always perfect, what we sow and what we reap. We're not living in a love song. Oh, we're not living in a love song.
Bringing us then to the present, you live in Nashville now.
Yes, sir.
What was it that sort of made you feel compelled to make the move to Nashville at that particular time?
Well, you know, we had been down to Nashville a few times, really enjoyed it a lot, and then I was playing in a band for about 6 years up in Cleveland. Kind of just got to a point where if we needed any more exposure to make the next step, it was to try and move to where everybody was going in order to do so.
Were you able to get everybody else to do that, or was it just you, and they said, yeah, you go ahead down there, call us when we got some good gigs?
It was me and the wife moved down, and then ended up finding these fine gentlemen over the course of a couple of years. And
well, that was my next question, was how did you find these good, fine gentlemen?
Mostly by accident, to be honest. I got put together with Paul, our guitar player, one day, and we just kind of clicked, and we've been playing together almost 5 years now. Mike, we're friends from back in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
You said that you and Paul played together, meaning did the two of you do a lot of things just as a duo?
we get put with a random third a lot on acoustic gigs down on Broadway. Paul and I were there every single one for the last almost 5 years. But
I don't understand what you mean. You said you get put together with a random third.
At the bar we work at, play at, I should say.
Yes, okay.
They've got a guy who books the three different stages there every single day. And, you know, in the morning they do acoustic and they want three people. So they'll put like a third person. There's a number of people that they rotate through to play there.
So occasionally that's a good experience, but I would imagine occasionally it's also very annoying.
Absolutely, yeah. You hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be ashamed, being played by someone else's game. We're all born with broken hearts, stay together till they fall apart. You can fight because the people say, pushing through is the only way. You can fight because of foolish pride, you can fight because you cannot hide. If you want to lay your burdens down, no one is around. Fight till they fall. Let those tears go rolling down. Fight till they fall. When you know no one stands around, fight till they fall. When loneliness comes back around, love is always breaking down. Tell yourself what you need to say to get you through the end of the day. Let them fall just like a river flow. It's the only way to free your soul. Let them fall down like a driving rain. It's the only way to ease your pain. If you want to soothe your troubled mind, leave it all behind. Fight till they fall. Let those tears go rolling down.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Kenny P and his band. Recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Kenny P and his band after this break. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.